frozen cities, approaching Dallas, gliding almost soundlessly over the bellicose city and its outskirts, over brown and gray woodlands, snaking lines of rationalized housing tracts, squares of empty fields, circles of silos, all still in the strange winter cold. Just a trickle of traffic below the curved up wingtip that seems to pass slowly. Patches of snow and ice blue swimming pools and brown gray lakes. Patterns of improvised developments give way to a marsh half dead. A military warehouse on its banks, parked trucks. City of oil. City of presidential death, of pernicious empires stolen from the hot, humid land. None of this emerges as I come closer to its frozen life, forced into mock innocence. Only the plane's breakneck speed swoops into vision when it touches the gray runway. Leaving Paris. We drive north. Early afternoon, the February world is covered in white frost. Along the narrow highway, flat fields lined by small, shivering trees. We drive away from a city of boulevards, of burnt palaces, of cafe disputes, barges, and booksellers. We're four strangers hitchhiking who stop roadside for coffee and look back past the illusion of pristine white to a huge brown bubble in the distance. A city that poisons itself, refusing to stop for winter. City of lights and suicide, of serpentine river and bridges, of city of crushed plastic bottles, of romance and radiation, in love with its language but jealous of clarity beyond its ramparts and control. City of peace whose carbon stains make visible the lifelines in our cupped palms as we hold the cheap coffee that keeps us moving north. From an Algerian village. As we approach the northern border, one hitchhiker describes the day machetes were brought up from the stores in the city where she was born, the city where her mother still lives. News funneled through the narrow streets up the hills. They came in killing anyone. Cut throats of women in the alleys as the army waited outside. The city knew this would happen, so everyone stayed in. City of unpicked oranges, city under red moon and star, city whose sheep disappear in summer dust, whose oil could rival many others. City lost in preaching and combat. City whose dry air preserves figs for months indoors. A city frozen in civil heat. Her mother will never leave the city that once fought itself free, but sent her here to study in cities of past occupiers. She speaks of Algerian orphans in Paris behind us, of how gendarmes made her push a car across the border to the next.